The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I can't stand moving. We're moving right now. I picked the wrong career. Good morning. It's Friday. We made it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
In radio, you move a lot. There's just certain jobs, right, that require, gotta go here, gotta go there. And it might be one of my least favorite things to do.
Let's make it clear. We're not moving. We're not moving out of the city. We're moving from one house to another.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's still moving. And we've, like I promised, we're not going to accumulate a bunch of crap. What do we do? Accumulate a bunch of crap?
Well, with moving, you always realize how much crap you have don't need, dude.
You know what? I feel like I need everything. I'm a hoarder. My wife and I are having a lot of arguments about things that she doesn't think we need, but that I think we need because we could eventually use them.
Okay, Automatic has a closet full of crap from top to bottom.
No.
He hasn't opened the closet in 4 years.
Well,
we're never going to need anything.
First of all, it's filled with like a bunch of collectible shoes.
Collectible. Yeah. They're yellow and old and sweaty.
No, they're not. These are all like top notch. People would pay a lot of money for these shoes.
No, they wouldn't.
And then I have a lot of DJ equipment and a lot of like sound equipment. And I can't get rid of my old mixers. I can't get rid of my old turntables because they have sentimental value to me.
Oh, no, not sentimental value.
Yeah. And I can't let those things go. They're a part of me. They're my instrument. If you played the guitar, if you played any kind of instrument, you wouldn't just give away your guitar. Why would you do
Automatic.
That?
Automatic. You said they're of value to you. They're of no value at all.
I just
can't. You gotta let them go.
Alternate world where I'm a guitar player. But thanks a lot, dude. No, back to your moving story. What's up, you hoarder?
I know, yeah. I got MPC 2000 XL in there.
Yeah, you're a hoarder, dude. This is becoming an intervention right now. Because every hoarder on that hoarding show says, oh, yeah, it has sentimental value.
And one day, I might need it.
Like I just said, I have an MPC 2000 XL in there.
You can keep that. What about the rest?
That means nothing to nobody, dog. I don't even know what you said. You sound like R2-D2.
Go to eBay right now and look that up.
And nobody wants it. That's why it's on eBay.
Never getting rid of that stuff, so it's not going to happen.
You know what? On that note, I will never help you guys move until Automatic gets rid of that stuff.
There you go. No, that's so,
you're going to help us move in the first place? No, you weren't.
Liar!
That's one thing we've established inside this show. Don't ask each other to move.
Don't ask because we move all the time. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We got a shout out. It is National Fish Fry Day.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a really big one. Well, it's Good Friday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Good Friday. First Friday of Lent as well, too.
So Catholics give up meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember when I was a good practicing Catholic. Where's the best place to pull up and get fast food fish? Mine? Filet-O-Fish never do me wrong, man. Mickey D's Filet-O-Fish.
You better put some respect on Long John's.
Oh, DJ Automatic, I do love the fish from Long John's and the crummies, the crumbs.
Every time I go to Long John's, I get the chicken.
Why they closed the one down near our house.
I don't help people move and I don't eat fast food fish. But y'all go ahead, live your life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There is good news and bad news when it comes to overdoses involving teenagers. So let's discuss that right now. So in 2019, 253 overdoses involving fentanyl. Last year, 884. 77% of teens who overdose use fentanyl, knowingly or unknowingly, because a lot of these pills nowadays that are supposed to look like prescription drugs are fake.
I really respect your the statistics you just gave, and I think there's something to be held to that too. But when it comes down to who this directly impacts, when it's your own family member, stats are out the window, right? It just matters about that one person who's impacted.
These are children.
I've had a family. In the grand scheme of things, under less than 1,000 people for the entire country is not a huge number. But like you said, when it hits your household or your school, it's different.
I've had a family member flatline from fentanyl, and that person was not a junkie, an addict, or nothing like that. And I'm not going to go too much into the information, but he did not even know he was taking fentanyl.
That's the problem, Anthony. That's the problem.
And on another note, I know we talked to like a lot of young homies who are like idolized Mac Miller, and same thing with Mac Miller. You know, he wasn't an addict like that, but same thing, kind of similar.
He was an addict. He was absolutely 100% an addict.
He got some bad pills.
You're right.
Let's
remove that stereotype. When we say junkie, we think about the homeless guy on the street. If you take these drugs every day, opioids or whatever, you're addicted. if you're participating casually, you are taking a chance. You're rolling the dice because a lot of these drugs that drug dealers are selling nowadays aren't even real prescription pills, which is already terrible for you, but they're laced with fentanyl. They're fake and they're made to look just like the real thing. It is so hard to find real LSD and acid now. It's almost impossible. The LSD and acid.
Have you been looking?
No, I just read the statistic. I'm looking at this automatic.
There's a humorous thing.
It's all synthetic. It's not even real. And they're laced with chemicals. And the problem with this is that teens are, they're curious. Every parent in a car right now or listening to the podcast, however you're listening to this at your house, putting your makeup on, ladies, every parent knows you were curious.
Of course you were.
And it's dangerous now.
It's part of growing up.
The good news is, though, that less teens are doing drugs because of these kind of conversations and the amount of information and education that's going on. Not in schools,
I did see that more teens are smoking weed, though, which is not going to kill you, which is not bad for you. But at the same time, it's not good for you.
It's bad for your brain.
Yeah, it's bad for your brain at that age.
It's bad for your brain. And then a lot of them, like, where you're getting it is probably not the best situation. Like, I've had a homegirl who caught her son with a vape pen, with a THC vape pen.
Yeah. You thought it was
real. And it's like, yo, where are you getting that from?
What
bro?
Is
because
that?
If you're buying that from the homie, then there's no what's saying in there, dog.
Mm. Yeah,
and that's the moral of the story. You have to have this discussion with your children. You have to tell them. You may think, oh, it's just one time. You may be at a party, and it's hard because everybody wants to do this. Everybody wants to be cool. It just takes one time. You referenced Mac Miller earlier. This man was an addict. That's why he and Ariana Grande didn't make it. She could not help him. She couldn't be around it anymore. It's hard to be around an addict because in the end, you can only help those who want to help themselves. And it's hard when somebody doesn't want to stop drinking or drugging. Mac Miller was given that pill thinking it was just his regular old painkiller, whatever, it was laced with fentanyl, and he died. And this was a man who was using drugs regularly.
The conversation we have with our daughter is, I just tell her once a week, don't do pills, any kind of pills that anybody gives you. Don't do coke, don't do heroin, don't do any of those crazy drugs because you're never going to win. Like, you don't see anybody doing those kind of drugs that comes out as a winner. I'm sorry. And never. You have your whole life ahead of you. Why would you want to screw up right now at the beginning of it?
But also just have the conversation. Some parents are so scared, or they just don't even think about it.
Or some parents are addicted, and the kids see the parents do it, and they think it's okay.
No, you're right.
That's a very real problem here in the United States.
That's part of the issue, is that children have been able to access the medicine cabinet, take those pills to school, and distribute them amongst their friends. And now the drug dealers are making these pills laced with fentanyl that look like those prescription drugs. So the message is, start talking to your children about drugs as soon as they're able to go to school. That's the age that experts say now. That's, 4 or 5 years old? Age-appropriate conversation. Number two, have the conversation. Don't be afraid. And number three, don't think, oh, not my child. My child would never do that.
Oh.
Because most people, when this happens in their home, they always say, each parent says, I didn't even know that they were into this. And monitor their social media, because that's how they're communicating, through Snapchat and Instagram. That's how they're getting the drugs.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend threw a fit at the Super Bowl, and some people think he should be fined. We're going to play some audio of him and talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Birdman celebrating his birthday, and Megan Thee Stallion celebrating birthday as well.
Speaking of Birdman, DJ Automatic said next year's Super Bowl is in New Orleans. If Jay-Z doesn't get Cash Money, Young Money up on that Super Bowl halftime stage, he's fired. Oh,
Lil Wayne says he wants it. That he's like, please, please, please,
Drake,
bring me that.
Wayne, I think Nicki, come on.
Lil Wayne would be the best halftime performance in the past decade if he did it in New Orleans.
Let's go. All right, let's talk about Jennifer Lopez. She performed one time with Shakira. Remember all that? She was at the movie premiere, though, for her new flick. It's called This Is Me Now. Arguing with her husband, Ben Affleck. People speculating, is there trouble? No. It's marriage. If there was a video camera behind the scenes here, it would be Dana and Automatic are getting divorced every day.
Thanks.
Married couples, people that have been together for a minute, bicker about everything.
The look on his face is, I love you, but you annoy the hell out of me. And the reason I can recognize that is because that's how I feel almost every single day.
Oh my gosh.
The best motivation to stay single is to hang out with married people.
I can't be wrong for that. All right, now let's talk about Travis Kelce, who is Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Did he get a pass for losing it on his head coach at the Super Bowl in front of million plus people because he's Taylor Swift's boyfriend? He's screaming at this man. He didn't get a fine or anything from the NFL. Really?
First and foremost, that is what he's going to be labeled as going forward. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, rightfully so.
Swiftie That's right.
Gang. And
right.
Second of all, it's because they won that he didn't get in trouble. If they would have lost, oh, this would be all over
all
the place.
All kinds of fines, yeah. All kinds of getting...
But he's
know.
A sassy fella.
Here he is explaining himself.
Sometimes those emotions get away from me, man, and I've that's been the battle of my career, but I don't give a what anybody else says. I talked to Coach Reed about it today, and we kind of chuckled about it.
I feel like it comes down to the relationship he has with his coach. It's between them.
But you still have to respect, right? I thought the NFL and all these, you got to be and respectful. And
full disclosure, Automatic has drafted Travis Kelce the past three seasons in fantasy football. So
I've seen his decline.
You're a Kelce. I don't know what the Swiftie word
I
is.
I do. Like, I'm definitely a fan of Travis Kelce, and I have been for a minute. Way before Taylor Swift.
I just learned the man's name. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Two big fast food brands are coming together to bring us a new breakfast item. Ooh. I'm always excited for breakfast. Breakfast for dinner is one of my favorites. All right. So that's in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday. Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the latex lover.
You know what's interesting? The day after the Super Bowl, I kept talking about Deadpool and Wolverine. I wrote it down that night. I was like, I can't wait for this movie. The trailer was watched by 365 million people in under 24 hours. It is most viewed movie trailer of all time, beating out Spider-Man No Way Home. This is crazy. Take a listen.
Don't just stand there, you ape. Give me a hand up. Nope, I'm actually okay. Thank you very much.
I can't wait for this movie. It's going to be out July 26th. I think it's going to break every box office record.
I agree with you on that. And for anybody who's not into the Marvel Universe right now, there's a lot of people. They fell off.
Right now, yeah, they did fall
after
off.
After the Eternals
right,
and a lot of stuff ain't connecting. This is the movie that's going to bridge the Avengers and the X-Men.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of crazy
I'm
stuff.
I'm just excited to see Wolverine and Deadpool together.
I know. And there's the comedy and the funniness. And I'm just excited. I hope we get the premiere. We get to give away tickets.
Yes.
Going to be good. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Cinnabon. And Wendy's have come together for a new breakfast item at Wendy's.
Whoa there.
It's called the Cinnabon Pull Apart. It's basically monkey bread.
Yum.
So you know the monkey bread that you pull apart?
I don't know what monkey bread is. What's monkey bread?
It's just cinnamon bread that you can pull apart that has all the gooey, nummy stuff in the middle.
All right, nice, dog. That sounds pretty good. I trust Wendy with this right now. This sounds like up her
Wendy's
alley.
Wendy's on top of her game on Twitter. She be coming with the good fries now. I mean, they got the bacon cheeseburger and now breakfast.
Well, Wendy said she had to build on the sticks, the French toast sticks that they have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Those are really good, but I'll be honest with you, I'm really looking forward to this because I don't even know what monkey bread is. But when you said goop and cinnamon and all that, I'm down 100%.
Well, they're calling it the Cinnabon Pull Apart.
Okay,
all
nice.
Right.
Hell yeah.
We're pulling up right now. I'll be right back. No, I'm just kidding. National Day, Anthony A.
Today is the first Friday of Lent, so it is National Fish Fry Day,
yeah,
everybody.
All the Catholics out there don't eat meat beginning now, and then they go right back to eating meat whenever this thing is over.
And as we're coming out of the Week of Love, it is also National No One Eats Alone Day. So find a friend, make a new friend, and pull up to somebody who's sitting by themselves at Chipotle, like myself.
Oh, what about at school?
That'd be weird.
If
I'm sitting by myself, I don't want somebody to come sit with me.
Okay, if they're giving the energy of Automatic, don't do it. But,
at school, remember your first day at school? Maybe you move schools, or I remember
my first day in fourth grade, and I had moved from Minnesota to New Mexico. Luckily, I had Aaron, Bobby, and Thomas, who were guys
black
lived
kids, black friends.
Yeah, that lived on my street. So I went in the first day having someone to sit with.
Amazing, dog. The most nerve-wracking experience for me when it came to my first lunch was the first time I went to jail. And then I had to have lunch by myself there. So shout out to my homie Spider. And shout out to my homie Armando.
Hooked you up?
Yeah, he's like, sit down here, bro. Go ahead. You're good, dog. And I was like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Was he your protection?
No, he wasn't. We were just friends. We're just pals. Just pals hanging out.
If you know jail talk, Automatic is alluding to something here. With Anthony A. Deny.
Oh, I am going to give it to this guy.
Hey, why don't we get ready for the Daily Dirt on that note?
You got an extra juice. It is what it is, okay? It is what it is.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today is Good Friday. That's the beginning of Lent. For people who don't know, who aren't Catholic, you know, Católico, it is basically the day that people who honor this religion give something up that they love till we get to Easter.
Yeah.
Till Jesus comes back.
Till the resurrection.
Yeah. Till the resurrection. Thank you, DJ Automatic. Couldn't find a word.
I went to a lot of Catholic schools, so.
Yeah, catechism. Yeah. Okay, what can we give up?
For Lent, I am going to be giving up sexy time and self-love altogether.
Wow.
Is what I'm going to be doing.
So you're serious about the sperm retention?
Anthony,
yes, I am very serious about it. And overall, for me, it's more of like an exercise in discipline. I'm looking at my life and saying, like, okay, where can I exercise?
Who did you sleep with that you woke up and looked in the mirror and said, stop doing this to yourself?
Oh, no, that was myself, dog. I think it's not a single person or anything like that. It's just, I feel like since I've kind of made the commitment to not have children, I feel like maybe the spirituality aspect of sexy time has kind of left me.
I always say it's as close as you can be with somebody. You should take it seriously.
I
and
know
all
when
we
I
do is somebody you love.
I know when I was single and I used to feel like I felt this way, it was because I'd be like, God, you're such a whore. Stop it.
Yeah, that's in short. That's like,
and would it stop you automatic?
For the day.
Stop. Not very good. Okay, a husband of mine, DJ Automatic, what would you give up if you could? Like, for real.
I want to give up junk food. I don't know that I can make it happen, but you know, we're just, you know, I don't think Anthony's going to make his happen either.
No, so. I could definitely give up clapping cheeks. I cannot give up zebra cakes, though. That is, hell no, you're crazy. Give up donuts for 40 days? No way, dog.
I mean, I would love to try. I'm going to try.
You're the chip guy. You're the guy that sits down.
Is that junk food? I thought chips
yes.
are.
Oh, chips are definitely junk food,
that's
dog.
That's junk food. You can't.
Tortilla sure. chips?
Yeah, the
yes.
fact that you think chips are not junk food just shows where you're at in this whole process.
He'll sit down with a whole bag, Anthony. Family size. And I'm like, what happened to the chips? I just had a few.
Oh, God. 1 week from today, we're going to be so grumpy and just not ready to go because I'm going to be all built up and you're going to be snackless, dude.
I know. What are you going to give up, Dana?
Mm. I've tried to stop buying so many nonsensical things that I don't need. More clothes, more items from Amazon, especially the clothes thing. I have enough to last
how
me the rest
the,
of my life.
How about all the kitchen stuff that you buy that we use once and then we never use
what?
Again? Well, we're getting to go, ready to do this yard sale, and if anybody needs any kind of kitchen appliance that you can think of, we have it, and it will be for sale.
I love everything I have in my kitchen right now. I have a food processor. I have a mixer, a blender, which is actually a Vitamix, greater than a blender.
What about all the things that are in the garage ready for the yard
God.
Sale?
As DJ Automatic just said, if anybody needs anything, we're having a garage sale next week. Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I got it all.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.